T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Out by request to Dustin?
I think we all requested that. I think that was mutual between Chris and I.
Okay. Yeah. Stacey was singing along request. Too.
I was.
That's her language. All right.
Just I just make up noises.
Do you even know the lyrics or you just
I don't even think
I don't bother with the lyrics.
Jay knows the lyrics. They're just like, here, we're gonna scat for a little bit. It's good.
Oh, that was spot on.
Remember that I was in a ska band. This was I'm not telling you how long.
22?
Holy mother!
24? Hey,
it was 2 years.
Your band was before Dustin was born.
Ew. No,
to be
wait.
Fair, a lot of
what
stuff
year were you born?
Before.
97.
Son of a blanket, Jackson. Son of a
blanket Jackson. That's Michael Jackson's son.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
Jackson,
saying. That's
I the miss one you. I hung out the window. I miss you. Okay, can I ask you a question, Dustin?
Yes.
Yesterday, Stacey Moody, when she was saying that she wants the show to be Stacey Moody and Friends and that she can totally do this job without me and that she's going to kill me.
I can't be a kiss ass with her.
No. Thank you. I know. I know you're with me. You're here with me, like the song I'm going to play next. But I told her, E2 Stacey Moody.
Oh.
And then Chris and I laughed really hard because we got it. And then we get off the mic and she's like, what the hell was that? Was that funny? Why was that funny?
She didn't pay attention to like English 101.
E-T-T-U.
And you.
Right.
But the only reason I know that is because I took French. So is there like another meaning?
Ah, son of a the Gen Z slash
whatever
yeah, sorry.
I am.
It's what Julius Caesar said to his best bud Brutus.
Oh, after he stabbed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
E2.
Yes. And you, Brutus. Yes.
And you, Stacey Moody.
Look, man, I never claimed to be smart.
I learned that in one of the history classes I didn't pay attention in. That's what I wanted to teach until I changed my major.
I learned that in a class I didn't pay attention in,
right?
Yeah, that was one of the one things I paid attention to.
Oh,
he
I
said
see.
Julius Caesar, and I was like, hey, yeah, it's what's going on?
The whole thing is four letters. Four letters, so it makes sense. Oh, you guys, the 4th of July is coming up.
Oh, it
awesome.
Is.
It's my favorite holiday.
And can I do a finger count right now? Chris,
all 10.
All 10.
All 10.
Stacey?
All 10.
10?
10.
Why do you have 9, Dustin? Okay. Right. Oh, he was about to give me the finger. So you guys went out and bought fireworks yesterday.
We sure did.
And you made a bunch of fun little videos that we're going to send, we're going to put together for the Buzz family to check out. I cannot wait to hear about your experience.
It was actually pretty fun yesterday.
It was. I learned a lot. I had a lot of questions answered, and they know their stuff.
Yeah.
Their stuff.
I was very impressed.
Their explosions.
Their explosions. They know what colors do what, and they were very informative.
Yeah, I could tell when I watched the videos. I was very impressed. I was like, all right, this is going to be the first time that I send you guys out to go do something and document it, and we'll see what comes back. So funny, the names of the fireworks and stuff that you...
Oh my God, that was my biggest thing. That's what I asked him. I was like, So I shop based on the name of the fireworks because they're funny. And I'm a child.
I can't wait to get into that. We'll do that right after Marshmello and Churches, who were here yesterday.
Can I tell you something just between you and me?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So you didn't know exactly where you went yesterday.
It's in Raytown.
Okay.
But it's like in between Independence. It's like around Independence and Lee Summit, Blue Springs, this place called Blue Summit, I found out is a thing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's technically Raytown.
Okay.
It's off 435 and Truman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I drove by there when I went to Crane Brewing like a couple of days ago. I feel like I saw, I saw a giant tent with fireworks.
No, it's a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
It's
then I didn't see that one. No.
There's a tent like in front of it, but there's not. It's not them.
Well, you guys went to Big Mac's Fireworks.
Big Mac's Fireworks.
Yes, we did.
Is this your first time patroning that business or?
That was my second time ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, as a Raytown resident, is that your number one stop for fireworks?
I have not been to a fireworks stand this year. I went to one last year, but it wasn't this one.
Okay. Okay. So this is the first time at Big Mac's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, you guys talk to somebody there, and they're going to come in and talk to us about fireworks
yeah,
tomorrow.
They are. They're going to answer all our burning questions, if you will.
Everybody, this time, thank you, Dustin. This time tomorrow, Stacey Moody and her puns are going to be in charge of this radio station for 1 hour. I can't wait for that.
I can.
Okay, so tell me about your experience, because you put some videos on this link for me to check out and some pictures, and I'm dying.
Yeah.
I can't wait to give this to the Buzz family, too.
They have the Excalibur fireworks, which is the number one fireworks in the world.
Yeah, it's the thing. I touched it. I touched the I held it.
It's all the mortars in a box. It comes with two tubes.
Wait a minute. Is that the one with the giant
sword on it?
Yeah.
The gold box.
Okay. So when you walk into a place like this, what do they tell you? Do they tell you no smoking? Like
well, those signs are everywhere.
This place was air conditioned.
Yes, it was.
Oh, good.
Which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
But when you realize it, if you've got a tent of 120 degree weather with gunpowder and fireworks, it's going to go off.
Oh, my God.
But they had it all nice and air-conditioned, which I was pleasantly surprised.
What was the first thing that you saw when you walked into Big Mac's fireworks in Raytown Blue Valley, Hidden Valley Ranch? what was the first thing that, like, drew your attention?
Probably the bungholes.
Oh, yeah, the whistling bungholes.
Whistling bungholes.
For $1,000.
Yeah, okay, tell me a little bit more about that. If you took a picture of that.
Okay, so they don't really have that. We were listening to another conversation. We were eavesdropping on another conversation. And they said something like, yeah, we got the Husker Du or scooter stick or whatever from Joe Dirt.
Why are you looking at me like I'm going to know what you're talking about?
So I was like, oh, my God, they actually have those. They actually make those. And he points over there. He's like, yeah, right there in the corner, there's the whistling bungholes. I was like, yes, I want that.
Yep.
So I look and I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't see it. But I see the
Is it a mirror?
Price tag.
Was it a mirror?
No.
Ah, that's what I would have done.
That would have been awesome. Anyway, there was a price tag and it said $1,000. I was like, what does this thing do? And he's like, hey, idiot. It's not real.
Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah. What was the price range?
The
there?
Prices were very good. They start at $1 for the little kitty ones.
Okay.
And then they go up to $20 to $35 for like the moments of the big blasts, which are 500 grams is the highest legal ones you can own.
Okay.
And then they've got the big finales, which are like 60 to 100-ish-esque. And they're the big papas.
Is that what the peacock was? Because I was very interested in the peacock.
That was the, what did you call it? Finale Alley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah. So did they give you, I don't know, some instructions on how to work this? No. What?
I don't know if we've got to take this on ourselves and learn.
Once you buy it, their liability is done. They're like, blow off your finger. I don't care. Just get out of my sight.
Well, did you not hear the Bluebell ice cream is in trouble because somebody licked?
I did lick
their ice cream and put it back in the freezer.
Is that not what you do?
Okay, everybody, that was Stacey Moody, police. You're not going to want to claim to that, by the way. But no, like somehow that's still their fault. If that's the case,
that's interesting.
I just worry. I worry a lot.
I mean, no, he did say because I think I asked him, what's the most damage I can do with a Roman candle, and please point me to the one that I can. You know, do the most damage, which he did, and those things were huge.
Okay,
but he said, please
they're
read.
They're supposed to be put in the ground, and he says they're not, wink, wink, supposed to be held in your hand.
But it's the part that, like, the little stake is very good in your hand. It's very,
But he cannot recommend that, because the instructions say place it in the ground for proper safety.
Yeah, he did say, please read your instructions whatever you buy, please read your instructions, like on the box or on the packaging. So,
all right, so if you're going to be dumb and do that, by the way, you hold it to your side and you make sure.
Oh, no, I was going to do it right here.
No.
In our mouth.
Hold it in
That's
my
what
mouth.
I was going
to
say.
I have had so many people. Oh, I used to do Roman Candle Wars. That's why it's just funny to listen to all this.
Right.
And it shoots out the bottom on accident and it hits you in the leg. Yeah. Have you been shot with the ones that explode?
No.
Those hurt.
Wow. You sound like the 50 Cent of
He's been shot 50 times. Roman candles.
So
what?
What did you guys buy?
We bought a purple dragon, purple fountain.
Purple
fountain.
Yeah, purple something.
We bought, I believe it was the Mobsters, a mid-range cake.
Did we get oh my God, they're also called cakes.
Oh yeah, so I heard that in a video.
Yeah, okay. He's like, this is a so-and-so cake. And I was like, I'm sorry, cake? Mm. It's all called, all the like big ones are called cakes.
Okay.
We got a thunder, was it thunder pack, thunder drama, mama? Something
remember.
With lots, just lots of fireworks and a roll of like 900 of them, 1,000. We've got a 6-minute smoke bomb. I love the smoke bomb.
What? What do you
reason.
Need that for?
I don't, for signaling the Apache helicopters.
Chris that was like smoke. Sick. Leave him alone.
No, what do you need a 6-minute, like to rob a store?
Oh.
Like,
do you get a few of them? Just, yeah, that's actually a, good a great idea.
Thank you.
Something about with a monkey on it. What was it, hanging around or something?
We didn't get that one.
Oh.
We put it back.
My favorite purchase,
by the way,
my favorite purchase was, it was for $1, and it was the poopy puppy.
Sucks.
It's like a snake, but it poops out of a puppy.
When are you guys doing this?
Tonight.
I'm doing it tonight.
My house.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I saw a meme that said, dear everybody, just so you know, don't record your fireworks this week because nobody cares. Nobody's going to watch a video.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see what you guys do.
See, Jordan, that applies to normies. We're awesome.
All right.
Oh, God. Everybody, stay some moody and friends.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
If he's feeling anything with his hands, he should be feeling it with his spoon.
How do you feel with the spoon?
I don't know.
Is his fingers spoons?
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Like just
there was a spoon man in Seattle, and he died when I lived there.
Does he play this like
against
the knee and stuff? That's really cool. That's kind of cool.
Can you do that?
I can't.
I wish we had.
I can bang them together, but it doesn't. It's just sounding.
Those are not.
That's not going to work.
Figure that out.
And I'm already annoyed. Okay, that's enough. Somebody take that back from her. Someone take that
Get
back from
away.
Take that back from baby.
No, stop banging.
Okay, so before I took a secret trip here last year in August to check it out. I had to lie to everyone in LA because I was coming here to check out the city and talk to Laszlo. But when I came and visited, I found my apartment like the last day that I was here, and I went and visited it to check it out, and they said, with this apartment, you're going to have the best view for the 4th of July fireworks.
Oh.
Because it's facing
River
north and east.
Yeah, right at the Berkeley Riverfront.
Yeah, and 30 stories up, so it's like right on the level.
So it's basically like your eye and eye with the fireworks?
God, I hope not. God, I hope not. But I also remember them saying that the Blue Angels come by, and they get eerily September 11th close.
Jeez.
To the building. So yesterday I'm taking the elevator up and I'm talking to this older woman that lives in the building. And she goes, oh, yeah, get ready for that. You can see their faces, the people.
What?
They get so close to the building when they're practicing that you can see their faces through your window.
I thought they didn't fly like downtowns.
Well, I'm right by the airport, the Wheeler Airport.
Oh, Charles.
They fly over downtown.
Yeah, they fly over downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jeremy telling me this because she lives in the building right next to me. But I am so scared.
Wait, they fly around on the 4th of July. Can we just go back to that?
Yeah.
That seems very...
They'll be here on the 6th and the 7th, Saturday and Sunday. That's
okay.
When their show is.
Whew. Makes me feel
not
much
while all
better.
The fireworks are going off.
Thank you. Okay, see now, you know, people are always like, I take a flight out on July 4th. I'm like, oh, you're going to get on a plane? Like, that's one of my biggest fears.
Do you know that the cheapest day to fly is September 11th every year? You want a ticket across the country or even somewhere out of the country?
Oh.
That is the day to buy
like
your tickets.
$20?
Yeah, basically.
2007, I was flying over the 4th of July. From New York to Kansas City, I believe, I could see fireworks all over the country.
Nope.
It was amazing. You could just see little, tiny little sparks and all over. You could see. It was so cool. One of the coolest experiences ever had in my life.
Wow.
I understand that you're so high above them, it will never actually affect the point.
Right, like 30,000 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm okay.
Yeah, we're talking 5 miles versus like 500 yards.
Right.
Right.
Pass.
Yeah. So. It wasn't 500 yards about 30 stories.
I think
I have questions about the Blue Angels. I have a lot of questions. So, Chris, I'm going to need you to become like an expert.
I've learned quite a bit in the past 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you three more.
Okay.
And then I have some questions for you about the Blue Angels.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
So, my first question about the Blue Angels, it seems like either I got really lucky in every city that I've lived in has just also had the Blue Angels, the Blue Angels there for the 4th of July, or they're like 1,000, or they're like 4 Blue Angels and they just tour to different places.
Yeah, there's only the few Blue Angels and they tour 60 shows-ish a year.
What?
Dang. Yeah, so that's more than one every weekend.
What?
Mm-hmm. But yes, not every city has their own Blue Angels. That'd be majorly expensive.
I'd figure, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty elite thing to be a Blue Angel. I can't imagine so many of them. You can't just like apply online. I'm like, oh, are you a good pilot? Do you get a little sick when you go upside down? All right, you can be a Blue Angel.
You have to be the best of the best of the best, sir. Mm-hmm. Anyone gets that reference?
Mm-mm.
Men in Black,
okay.
Original. But you have to. If you want to be a Blue Angel, you have to go like hang out with the other Blue Angels, apparently at your own expense, and you have to just see if you vibe and jive with them. And then if you're good enough, the team members secretly vote on new members like every 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
It's a very exclusive club. The annual budget is $37 million.
Yikes.
So that's how much we spend to see blue planes flying in the sky.
I mean, they're pretty impressive.
They are. I have not seen them, but I can imagine.
You've never seen them? Have you guys seen them?
Yes.
Of course. No?
No.
What?
Okay, here's my question.
They were here in 2015. That was the last time they were here.
So they tour. Now, this is going to sound really dumb, but hear me out.
I can't wait.
When they're going from place to place, do you think they actually fly the Blue Angel planes from place to place, or do you think that they actually haul them on, like, a trailer?
I would guess they would fly them because they could get somewhere in, like, 15 minutes. Weren't these the planes that, forgive me for making the comparison again, but the ones that were, like, ready to attack in... For 9/11, the planes that, because when they thought that all the planes were being hijacked.
You think they got the Blue Angels ready?
They got some like huge squadron ready in D.C. and they were in around Boston really fast.
I don't think that was the Blue Angels. They're not equipped with any missiles.
Oh.
But they are, what kind of planes are they? They are F/A-18 Hornets.
I thought they were F/A-16s. They
wow.
upgraded.
There you go.
Yeah. So they're going to be playing, they're going to be flying this weekend around here, down in the, is that, you call that the West Bottoms area?
The Charles B. Wheeler Airport.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And apparently they fly so close, I'm going to video this.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're about ready to start practicing, too.
Ooh.
And I remember Jeremy's like, they come so close, and this lady in my building, who's only two floors down from me, she's like, you can see the whites of their eyes.
Oh, yikes.
Why? Why you got to get
That's
so close?
That's very unsafe. I'm not a fan of that. I understand they're very good at what
Dustin,
they do.
Dustin, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I think it might be a slight exaggeration.
No, probably not. Have you ever seen them fly? They'll flip. One will go this way, and then one will flip upside down, and they'll go. They're very good. It would not surprise me if they're that close to buildings.
To the best, to the best, to the best.
I just have to make sure that Blanche is out. You know, that's who I care about. That's who I care about. I was going to buy a parachute. Originally with my apartment, because I was like, what if there's a fire? I'm 30 stories up. The elevators aren't going to work. The stairs, I don't have the knees for that. What do I need to do? Next step was to get a parachute.
Absolutely.
But
can you bust out, how easily can you bust out your window? Does it look pretty stable?
Listen, if
not that you've tried to, but like,
if there's a problem,
yeah,
and my cat is in trouble, I will bust out of there like you have, like, I was going to make a joke about a bra, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Mm. A for effort, I
Thank
guess.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Double D for effort.
Oh. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't remember now.
Okay.
I forgot.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
You want to talk about nepotism? That's Flea's daughter's elementary school class singing.
Oh.
Nepotism.
Interesting.
The little kids in the end of that song.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Only got the job because they were related to him.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No, it's cute. Anyway.
Is it?
Whoa.
Adorable.
Oh.
Until they have blood on their teeth.
You said you wanted to have kids someday, Stacey Moody.
You know, but still, I still hate them.
You know what's scary? Children with blood on their teeth.
Why? What?
Who?
I don't know.
He's just like, right. I don't know. All I'm just saying.
Before, Jordan, what were we going to talk about?
We were going to talk about...
I don't even know.
Well, that's happening a lot today. Did everybody... Nobody took their Adderall, did you?
Uh-uh.
I put it in your coffee, Stacey. I always do. Every morning.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. I
every morning.
It.
Every morning.
I'm gonna stay a little focused here.
Wait, you know, forget what I was going to talk about.
Children with bloody teeth is the scariest thing you can imagine. Especially if they got pointy teeth and they just stare at you and like... and their teeth are all bloody. And they just stare at you and all...
Where has that happened?
Thank you.
Please tell me where you are at. Where you just, all of a sudden, there's a child with bloody teeth laughing demonically at you.
Outside of movies, it's pretty rare.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But I have seen bloody teeth all the time, and it infiltrates my nightmares, and it develops into dreams of unimaginable horror.
I have dreams of my teeth fall out, but that's about it. That's because
I always
teeth...
heard someone's going to die if that happens. I'm still going on that.
Mm.
I know. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, this always... have to bring this up again.
What?
What if...
What else do you have to bring up, Chris?
Thank you.
Your teeth were normally, like, flaccid, and they got hard when you got hungry.
This conversation lasted way too long at Caddyshack.
What did I miss it? This?
If you're, yeah, this was at the opposite end. This was at our end of the table.
Yeah, normally you just got your white teeth. They'll just kind of be like limp noodles. And once you start feeling that hunger, they just kind of just get erect and hard and right. Rock solid. And they're like, I'm ready for some food.
And then I was like, well, what if you have, you know,
push
issues?
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Well, you know, maybe if... this does work out, you could buy your own radio station.
I could.
And you could have your own show.
I could. And I could play whatever music I wanted.
Yeah. You could play death metal. Is that what you would play?
I don't listen to death metal.
Beartooth Cafe?
I mean, no.
Chicken Finger Orchestra?
Office chair potato salad? Like, you just...
Yeah.
Is there any band that you listen to that has a normal name? No.
Probably.
That's a good answer. Got it. Cool.
I also love that we just heard you drink on there.
Thanks.
I heard the water go all the way down.
I'm sorry, I'm
all
sick.
All the way down. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry about that, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure they can tell over there. So, is this going to work out so you can buy us a radio station?
I really, really, really hope so.
Are you going to play Cannibal Corpse on your radio station?
No!
Some die-cast Rise and
Oppose? Deer Hunter and Newfound Glory.
Wow. I would listen to that.
Don't you dare.
Okay, so you got... I feel like once this happens once you get one weird request, they just all
start going. I'm 100% sure this is not a real person, A. B, it has nothing to do with me. Like, this is very much, like, he sent this message to a bunch of other people.
Oh, honey, no.
What does it say?
On the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
A fella named GAlbert007.
Okay.
Sent me a message. It was very nice. Hey, pretty.
Didn't even use your name.
No.
Right. Well,
see? Exactly.
Obviously, she wants to know that she's pretty.
Give him a chance. Okay. Can
I
hear him out?
I'm Greg. I was just checking your profile here, and I noticed your beauty. Pretty, I must confess to you. You're very pretty. I'll like to know you more better. I'm ready to take good care of you with weekly shopping and allowance. I hope to hear H-E-R-E from you.
Aw, he just wants your bank account information so he can deposit some
cash. Is this the account?
That is the account. That's the guy.
There's a kid.
How do you know? Did you get the same request?
I just said it.
Oh. No, I just searched him.
Oh, I see. Oh, so somebody says that it's spam?
They called
him
pretty,
too. He goes to carnivals with his kids.
Or he kidnapped that child. You don't know.
Right, right.
He works out.
He does.
He's got
work
tattoos.
Out. Oh my god. So basically what I'm saying is
he's got money for Beats by Dre.
He stole them.
He sounds like a winner.
His intelligence is already.
Me and Greg are getting married.
Okay. I love the English in his sentence.
Yeah, everything was definitely spelled correctly and more better.
Here, H-E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
H-E-R-E.
I would love and to hear from you. If it's one thing I took away from that is that I am pretty.
Yes, you are, Stacy. I saw this meme once that said, have the kind of confidence that creepy dudes from India have in girls' DMs.
Dude. Yes.
That's the truth.
It really
or
is.
Or just creep. Oh.
I don't know. I didn't know we were done.
We're done.
Okay.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
We'll do the news coming up in about 7 minutes, but first, we just had to break in because Stacey Moody creeping out the Buzz family on the text line. Yes, for some strange reason, she has access to the text line.
I'm so sorry.
Who gave her that access?
Kendra, I am so sorry.
So,
we got a text in that said Boss Lady Stacey Moody will play the Toasters and Social Distortion. I was like, yeah, awesome bands. So we were like, oh, we'll give a shout out and we'll play Social D. And so I wrote, what's your name?
Yeah, Jordan goes, find out their name, where they're from, what they're doing
how
today.
How you do a proper shout
out. So we can do a shout out. And Stacey took it verbatim and says, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? What are you up to today? We're not hitting on them.
I was typing it. I was like, you really want me to put this? And you're like, in your head, you were like, I'm sure this, she knows what I'm saying.
Right. Tell them that we're going to play their request. Not, I don't know that they are going to need to file a restraining order against Stacey Moody, but at least she spelled your name right, right?
Yeah.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, this story's pissing people off. What's
yeah,
up?
Colin Kaepernick has convinced Nike to pull the American flag themed shoe they were going to release for the 4th of July.
Because?
It had 13 stars on it. It was the Betsy Ross original flag, and it is an offensive symbol because it was segregation and slavery and all that fun stuff. So he said we should pull it because it's racist. And they did.
They did.
So I don't know how you guys feel about that, because I feel like it's hard to fit 50 stars and
on a shoe.
On a shoe. So 13 was probably the easy way to go.
It's a cool vintage Nike.
And it's Betsy Ross.
It's the Betsy Ross Nike.
Yeah, so I'm...
That sounds like the kind of shoe that you and I would wear, Chris.
Oh, for sure.
This is the Betsy Ross one.
Oh, you got because, that Betsy Ross?
Because we like old stuff.
It's the original.
Stacey.
So someone took my hobby... And
this is what you do
caught.
For fun?
This is what I got. This is what I do for fun. A girl took a Bluebell pint of ice cream, licked it, put the lid back on, put it back, and she filmed it.
But lick it. Oh, you foul. Put it back. Put it back. Put it back. Oh, you're a hoe?
That's disgusting.
How is that Bluebell's fault?
It's not.
I'm just angry because
someone... Was that the start of a porn?
I know, right? That's some weird audio.
Well, so the issue is that it isn't sealed. They have a specific way. Bluebell does their sealing in a specific way that it's frozen and it stays sealed.
Every other ice cream manufacturer does it this way, as far as I know. If you go get a thing of ice cream from the store, you open it up and it's frozen to the top and it's that seal. This woman should be charged with...
Nasty.
Biological warfare.
Okay.
It is not funny. This pisses me off.
Jordan, what you got?
Okay, thank you very much. So in Waldo... It's been 3 months since this dude reported a massive pothole on his street. Nobody did anything about it. Pause. Remember when I had that gaping hole in my ceiling and nobody did anything about it for 26 days? So then I went online and I was just like complaining on their Facebook and stuff. It got fixed within 4 days, within 4 hours. Well, this dude's pothole, he threw a birthday party for it a couple days ago. He put a little piece of cake and a candle and said, happy 3 months, pothole. Nobody's fixed you yet. And it was put on Facebook, goes viral, and it was fixed within a couple hours of going
viral.
Once
again, it proves that social media is always the way to go. There's nothing bad that can happen from that.
Are you serious?
Oh, never.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Always.
I mean, it worked.
It
Social
worked.
Media has worked twice now for gaping holes.
That's true.
It's a gaping hole solution.
Fix a dent. The gaping... Anyway, Chris, what's your story?
Have you ever been so furious at your significant other that you decided to pelt them in the head with sweet and sour sauce packets from McDonald's?
Always.
I knew Stacey Moody would say that. No,
Where'd
I don't...
this happen?
Yeah. So this man, a Florida man, of course.
There we go.
Is upset that his wife or girlfriend or baby mama... went to the wrong McDonald's.
How is there? They're all the same. All right. Yeah.
I guess that justifies the sweet and sour sauce in the head, which could have been innocent enough. But then he decided to escalate it and pin his girlfriend to the ground, placed his palm on her face, pressed her head into the ground using his body weight, in which she ripped his beard off.
Now that sounds like a porn.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That's how I feel about you, Dustin.
Aww.
Oh.
Oh, all right. I guess I didn't hit the button right. All right. Well, anyway, this gives us the time just to tell them really quickly that coming up at 7:30, we have Stump the Professionals, which is this game that I came up with, which says that it is so much harder to understand songs, to recognize familiar songs when you just see the lyrics.
Yeah.
So we have that coming up at 7:30. It's a buzz.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hopefully, this is the most thinking that we're going to have to do here on the show.
God,
ever?
So.
For the rest of the week.
Okay.
Because this is a somewhat harder game. It's called Stump the Professionals. And it just proves that familiar songs are way harder to recognize when the lyrics are spoken, not sung. And even harder when I add in accents, guys.
Yeah.
So I got this idea from the Buzz family. Eight members of the Buzz family submitted lyrics from their Instagram bios for 311 tickets. And if they can stump you, if I play their song and you do not, you three, Dustin, Chris, and Stacey, if you can't recognize the song, then they win 311 tickets. Are you guys ready to play?
Let's do it.
Nope.
Okay. All right. I want to start with Dustin.
All right.
Dustin, this one is for you. This is number one. This is Mackenzie's Instagram bio lyrics.
Ihr seid i waste cops and your husband's in jail. To start a looks down on sodomy.
I'm thinking that's German.
Oh, I know it.
To start a looks down on sodomy.
Looks down on sodomy? What?
Yeah.
What? Can you?
This lyric. So then you wouldn't even be able to.
I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy.
Really?
I really don't know that one.
Dude, can I steal?
No.
I said I was the cops. Your husband's in jail. The
state goes
down on
Sunday. That is Blink-182. What's my age again? Mackenzie, woo! You win tickets to 311. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're not
feeling that. That's someone's Instagram bio?
That's someone's Instagram. I know. Mackenzie. Yeah, it was very, very, I don't know if Mackenzie is a boy or a girl's name, but yeah, sodomy.
Good for you.
Very important. Chris, this next one's for you.
Ooh.
This one's real hard. I'm sorry.
I'm like, not going to get this.
I feel like Archie's definitely going to win tickets to 311.
Oh, I got a love that keeps me waiting. Oh, I got a love that keeps me waiting.
Oh, I've got a love that keeps me waiting.
What Buzz song is that? And again, these are all Buzz songs that you hear on the station all the time.
Is this by Pearl Jam?
No.
Is it by Nirvana? Barnes.
That is the Black Keys with Lonely Boy. Archie, you scored tickets to 311. We don't have too many tickets to 311. Can you guys step this up, please? This game is called Stump the Professionals, and the first two have won. All right. Wow. So this one is for Stacey Moody. I apologize for what you're about to hear.
Oh, God.
Took the bus to Chinatown. Hey, I'd be standing on Grenal. Oh, we're in Bulgaria. She'd be standing next to me.
Is this easier if you listen to it in the car? Because I swear, through my headphones, I get nothing.
Took the bus to Chinatown.
What'd she say right there?
Took the bus to Chinatown.
To
Nihao.
Come on, guys. Come on, Stacey Moody. You get the English version once.
Okay, give it to me.
Took a bus to Chinatown. Hey, I'd be standing on Canal. And Bowery, she'd be standing next to me.
Oh, my God.
I want to say The Killers. That's not right, is it?
Is that your final answer?
Took the bus to Chinatown.
No! That belongs to the amazing musical stylings of...
Took a bus to Chinatown. I'll be standing on Canal.
Oh. Yeah, that would be The Lumineers.
I had no idea those were the lyrics.
Those are the lyrics. Took a bus to Chinatown. Chris, don't say anything. All right, so Matthew wins tickets to 311. You
we
guys,
are
come
struggling
on.
Today. All right.
This next one's hard, too.
Okay.
But you know what? This is like the third time we're
I'm
playing
this game.
I'm
convinced I can get this. I get this.
Okay, I only have, I believe I only have, no, I have two versions of this for the lyrics. Ready? This is for Hunter.
How am I so deep in love? When I dream of dying, I never feel so loved.
It's a newer.
Play it one more time.
Okay.
How am I so deep in love? When I dream of dying, I never feel so loved.
What lyrics?
I'm so in love when I dream of something.
How am I so deep in love? When I dream of dying, I never feel so loved.
When I dream of being, I've never felt
so How am I so deep in love? When I dream of dying,
oh, it's trampoline.
I never feel so.
Ah, yes! Trampoline. Thank you! Hunter, I am
that,
sorry.
I was, like,
that is 100%.
Like,
wait, if I move far, how am I so deep in love? When I dream of dying, I never feel so loved.
Yes! Nailed Thank it. You. Sorry, Hunter, you do not get to go to 311. You guys, we have one pair of tickets left to 311, aww. And one, two, three, four more.
Well, can we just name this game to submit your lyrics to win tickets?
Right.
No, this is going
We are
great.
Not winning. No. Stump the professionals, you guys. You're professional radio disc jockeys, kind of. You're on the show.
I don't know that I... No.
The text line gets so mean when you guys forget these.
I oh, know. Yeah.
They were mean last week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
And they're just like, well, come on, I thought you guys were radio DJs. That's the point of it. But really, 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 there is something about... And even I have done this... reading lyrics as opposed to hearing them sung.
It's difficult.
It is.
It changes
not easy.
Everything. And speaking of not easy, this is Courtney's submission. Kind of. I played with this one a little bit.
Okay.
But it's such a familiar song that this was all I could grab from it.
I am not going to give Courtney any tickets.
I think Courtney's going to get some tickets. Ready?
Probably.
All right. This is Stump the Professionals. This is the for Courtney.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
What?
If you needed in another, if a woman doing
can
it.
Can I get
that.
Another
yes.
tone
do,
there?
Do, do, do. Do, do, do,
do.
Do, 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 do. Do, do,
come on, what song is that?
Can I get the English version?
Are you serious?
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
Are you serious?
Is this Blue by Eiffel 65?
No, that would be a direct rip of it.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
I have no idea.
Come on. Come on, you don't know what this is.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
Come on, you're supposed to be a professional
Am
radio
DJ. Am I supposed
DJ.
To know this?
Come on.
Do, do, do.
What?
Do,
you
do, do, do.
Idiot.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do,
do. Oh, man. All right, Courtney, you have our last pair of 311 tickets. Yeah. Next, we are giving out $100 from each DJ that gets
oh
it wrong.
God.
Do I have to, like, amp it up here? Okay, maybe we'll find some 311 tickets. I'll just make you guys go down there to promotions and beg for it.
Oh, crap.
This is a helping round, a fun round of Stump the Professionals. We are now on Adam's submission. This was in Adam's Instagram bio, and he submitted it for tickets to 311. Let's see if he can stump Stacey Moody. Ready, girl?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Hartstrung, jung and dump. Yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said, we'd both be millionaires.
What is that the lyric to? What song? What buzz song?
We have no fear.
I know.
Hartstrung, jung and dump. Yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said, we'd both be millionaires.
And the non-accent. Can we have to stop calling it the regular version, you guys?
Hartstrung, jung and dump. Yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said, we'd both be millionaires.
What oh buzz God. Song is that we play all the time? I think we played it in the past little bit. For $100, honestly. No, for 311 tickets. For Stacey's pair of 311 tickets, which sucks because we were going to go hang out with Bikini Trill backstage.
Social distortion.
Oh my gosh.
I strung young and dumb, yeah, we had no fear.
Talk about young and dumb. Man, you kind of old girl. All right, Adam scores.
So many insults at once.
I'm sorry. Adam scores Stacey Moody's pair of tickets.
Cool. Hope you enjoy it.
To 311, because you ain't coming with us, girl. We don't have these tickets.
Like, I know.
I figured you guys would get a little bit more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I had his first one. I had Blink-182.
And I had that one. So
yeah.
We're
so
on.
Me and Dustin are good. Ish.
As long as we can use the buddy system.
Yeah.
You actually, for the last one, you can use the buddy system, okay?
We've
all three
friend.
Of you can. No. Right. You can just like all.
Is this the last one?
This is the second to last one, so it's back. It's back to you. Mm. Unless does somebody want to play again?
Nope, I got it.
You got it?
Hit me with it.
Okay, here we go. This
Hit
is.
Hit me with that fresh track, DJ Two Fake.
That's me.
Wow.
Let me find the right one real quick. Oh, crap. Where'd it go? Where are we?
Oh.
Okay, that is it. Okay, ready? This is something
Are
professional.
Are you sure that's it?
I promise.
Edo en Lukatin like Jesus. Gute talks like gentlemen. Edo en Lukatin like Jesus. Gute talks like gentlemen.
If you need a female version.
Edo es Lukatin like Jesus. Gute talks like gentlemen. Edo es Lukatin like Jesus. Gute talks like gentlemen.
What is the word that you're pulling out of that?
Jesus.
Jesus.
So I'm assuming Jesus.
Yeah, is there a song?
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus. Yes, you got that one.
Now, here's the problem with that. Every time I listen to that song now, all I'm going to hear is, and he doesn't look a thing like Jesus, and I'm going to be,
Edo isn't look a thing like Jesus.
I know. But listen, when I type this into the type thing, to the type to text, text to type, geez.
You want
to
take a minute?
Type to talk. Guys have screwed up so much, I can't even do this. Okay. When I typed it in there and it said Jesus, I was like, that's right. Oh my God. Perfect accent for this. Okay, so this is the last one. Stump the Professionals. You have given away way more tickets than we have. So this is coming out of your pockets. You guys have to buy this pair of
the fact that I got Jesus, I feel like, and we got this.
We can work as a team?
Yeah, you can work as a team.
Oh, we got this.
Right, here's the thing, though. Bianca's submission had the name of the song in the lyrics. So I had to censor that. So just know that that's what that is, okay? All right, this is Stump the Professionals, last round for Amber to win 311 tickets. Here is version number one.
Gua. This the color of your energy. Gua. Seeds of all display naturally. Gua. This the color of your energy.
Is that your censor?
Yes. Censor? Can you play it one more time, please?
Do you want the English version?
No.
I will. You want the other version?
Gua. This the color of your energy.
It's the color of your energy.
Okay,
it's,
I've got this one.
Whoa. Is the color of your energy.
Yeah, it's Amber.
Let's see. Let's see if it's you are right. Hold on. Listen,
why?
Listen.
Whoa.
Is the color of your energy.
Stump the Professionals, everybody. You guys go down to promotions right now because we don't have all these tickets. Everybody, guess who that was? That was Chris. Stored in Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. I went to a pool party this past weekend, and a lot of the women there that were in bikinis that had six packs had 2 to 3 children each.
What?
2 to 3 children each. And me and my friend are out there, and we're like, this is just Chipotle. It was really unfair. It was really unfair, but Dustin, you read a text.
Yeah, the text line, it's out of nowhere, but I love it. It said, my daughter, who is 6, and I were in Walmart in line. I was 7 months pregnant with my son at the time. A lady who was standing in line in front of me had a big belly. My daughter said, look, mommy, she's pregnant too. The lady said, no, baby, I'm fat because I eat children who talk to strangers. And my daughter responded, well, you ate a lot. I don't think I'd fit. Well played, dude.
Damn.
Well played.
This goes out to you, little children-eating lady.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan, Silver, and Friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
This is an update on a story that we did a couple weeks ago. The story originally was, should Catholic priests report when someone confesses a horrible sin during confession? And that was in Sacramento. They were working on a bill for that. Well, the Vatican has said something about this. And it is, quote, any effort by politicians or lawmakers to force priests to violate their sacred obligation to keep secret what the faithful tell them in confession is unacceptable. Therefore, they're saying it's unacceptable to ask the priests to not keep secret what, quote, the faithful tell them in confession. Remember, the faithful, these are things like molesting and hurting children. This is what they want to know.
So they're doing this to protect the sanctity of the church, but I guess we're just the sanctity of the children?
I just like how it's like the faithful. I'm sorry, you go from being the faithful to the child molester real quick once you diddle a child. All right, next. Dustin.
Yes, Jordan. KCPD is going door to door to let people know that the bullets that they fire in the air for the 4th of July have to come down.
We're going where we know there was gunfire last year, and we have so far curbed it so that there has not been repeat gunfire on the blocks in the areas where we've actually talked to people. We receive several hundred calls for service every year for sound of shots.
Last year, the system detected 197 gunshots fired in 41 different events within a 3.5 square mile radius over a period of 36 hours. What are you doing?
What goes up must come down.
There's a whole law about that.
Thank you, Stacey.
I think it's Isaac's third law.
Thanks, Chris. Stacey, what's going on for the news?
Apparently, 4th of July is really big with drunk drivers and alcohol-related deaths on the road.
The worst month
it's
for drunk
It's the worst time. Month for deadly driving.
Get a DD.
Right. How hard is it to do that?
Or pass out on the couch of where you're at.
Or just pass out in a ditch for all I care. Don't get
Uber.
On the road.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you bird? Can you bird drunk?
No.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I don't know the answer to that. Chris, what's up?
So there seems to be a consistency in my stories today and my questions, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been so upset and angry that your McDonald's is taking too long that you grab the person at the drive-thru, pull him through the window, hit him with your credit card, and shove a stun gun up his throat?
Always.
There's a Tennessee woman who's done just this.
At first, we thought it was just scratch marks from her fingers until you look at the video and you can clearly see her trying to jam the taser into my throat.
The story even gets better.
He says the whole time she was threatening to kill him.
He's saying that because I voted for Trump that I deserve this, which I wasn't even old enough to vote when he ran.
Poor guy.
I don't even know what's on that, but
I know.
Being so upset at your food that you attack a guy for his non-political beliefs that you're throwing upon him.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you know what, though? Honestly, I totally get it. Do not get in between a fat girl and her food. Do you know the I don't know. I just know from experience.
Stacey Moody, everybody.
Jordan Silver and friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
It only took... Well, really the reason that I hadn't tried the new spin scooters when they came out on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday is because it was too damn hot.
Oh, so hot.
Too damn
you
hot
can't
to scoot.
Scoot when it's 99 degrees.
Mm, and feels like 140 with the mm-hmm. humidity.
You can bake a potato.
Those are the orange ones, right?
Yes, the new orange ones. And there's going to be another new orange one that's based off of Ride KC coming up, but they're not out yet. So
is it a different shade of orange?
I don't know. I just remember them both being orange. It's like, all right, maybe somebody else could have picked a different color.
Hmm.
I have sunburn on the back of my ears, you guys.
You didn't put sunscreen there?
No!
That's the most important place you gotta do is you got that thin, sensitive, delicate skin on the back of your ears, the same that's on your eyelids. You have to put sunscreen on the back of your ears, Jordan.
Guys.
I haven't used sunscreen in like 10 years, so what's up?
Me neither. That's the reason why. That's bad, too. I know. Well, but I had to do it. That is the pain.
It is.
That I will go through.
Oh.
For the Buzz family.
Sacrifice.
So I can let them know about these new scooters.
Mm, I love your sacrificial temperament.
You know that event that I went to a couple last week?
Which one?
The scooter one.
Yeah. When you were on the news and you skipped your therapy session?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. My therapist just confirmed like 2 minutes ago if we have our appointment tomorrow at noon. And I said, yes.
You're not going to go any more scooter games, are you?
No. Well, so I met somebody that was a representative of Bird, the Bird company. And I've been wanting to like meet somebody there. It just seems like a company where, I don't know, their stuff appears on the street and then it disappears on the street.
Yeah.
Who works for them? Is it the mafia? I don't know. Are these real people? I don't know.
I thought anyone could pick them up and
they
charge
can,
them.
But it just seems, you know, I never see anyone pick them up. I never see anyone charge them. I never see anyone drop
we
them
never
off.
We never see drop them off. That's my thing.
Yeah. How are they getting charged? I know people can get paid to do it,
right.
But I've never seen.
People, civilians are supposed to take them home, load them up, take them home and charge them. But my thing is, when the new ones come out, like even the spin ones that just mm-hmm. came out, the orange ones,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see anyone drop those off.
I know. I'm telling you. They're wearing invisibility cloaks.
And then the next morning, they're just there.
I know. Even in the morning, too, when I drive to work at 5:30, they're just sitting there. So I wanted to the Bird thing. So I go to this event, this scooting event, and I finally meet someone from Bird. And you know how we go to events and people come up to us and they're like, it would be really cool if we did something together.
Yeah.
Well, and then sometimes, you know, we we take their card, and sometimes we contact them if it works, and sometimes we don't if it doesn't. I got ghosted by the bird lady. Aww. I sent her an email right after, and I was like, hi, so nice to meet you. This is my morning show. I'd love to do something with you guys, like a scooting around town, some kind of joint thing. And that, no.
Maybe
like,
you got sent in her spam folder.
That's privilege.
They're probably like, look, we're bird. We don't need you.
Right.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. They make enough off of electric scooters.
I saw someone try to steal a bird. He walked up to it all like sneakily and sly-like, went to get on it, tried to get away, and didn't work, and then he walked away.
Well, I'll tell you one that will... The new spin scooters, you can't pull that crap with those new spin scooters. They have some alarm on them. If you even touch them...
It goes off.
It goes off, and it's loud as hell.
Not to correct you, Jordan, but you said it was an odometer. It's a speedometer.
What's an odometer, damn it?
It tells you to count your revolutions of the engine. So it's a speedometer.
I'm sorry, we all didn't go to speedometer school. Okay, I apologize for that. No, but I used one yesterday, and not very different than the bird scooters. There's a new bird scooter that came out a couple weeks ago. It's got the little handle of like a bike for the brake. Have you guys used this?
No.
Oh, that is a good brake. You need a brake like that. I am glad.
Yeah, you remember when we went to River Market and they had the one on the back? So you guys know the one on the back,
yeah,
right?
You can.
It was broken off, and Jordan looks over at my scooter, and she's like, "I don't think that's safe." Rode it anyway. I didn't die.
Yeah, well, he's a badass.
I appreciate on the spin scooter. You said uphill, you got to 15 miles an hour,
yes,
which means they're very powerful.
They are. Trying to call me fat?
No.
What are you trying to say?
My wife was the one that was.
Get out of that one. What?
You're beautiful, Jordan Silver.
Did you just call me fat?
Oh,
don't worry. It's, when I'm riding around with other people and they're, I don't know, 120 pounds and they're doing 70 miles an hour uphill with a scooter, and I just sit here and I go, why do I have to eat those hamburgers?
You're just crying.
I am. But I did a review yesterday. I got on one and tried it, and it's more powerful. Definitely uphill. If you're going somewhere uphill that has a lot of uphill, get one of those spin ones. But I don't know. It doesn't seem much different than the bird. And the price is the same.
Okay, I was
the price is the same.
Okay,
yeah. And besides that alarm.
They're new and they're orange,
mm-hmm,
so they're trendy.
I kind of like the orange for safety. You can see them better, right?
Yeah, but the brake isn't as good as the new handle bicycle one.
Oh, so we need to get the best of the bird, best of the spin, and come up with the best of the best of the best.
You talking about a collab?
Did you call me fat back there again? Did you call me fat again?
No fat.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That's not true. That's never true.
Not on this show. I know that because we gave away like 40 pairs of 311 tickets.
Congrats.
Don't forget that after this, you guys have to go down there because we only had like 4 pair of 311 tickets left.
Yeah.
So I got mine.
I'll give
right,
up
so
my pair.
Yep.
Who am I going to go back and hang out with Bikini Trill with?
Oh, Bikini Trill. I'll go get some
just
more
give me
tickets.
A wristband.
Why do you just feel like you could just give everything
away?
Did you
just hear that? Did some you just hear the way she just talked to Jordan? Just give me a wristband.
Let's hear
it's Stacey Moody and Friends anyway.
Let's hear how good the show is tomorrow when she takes over for an hour.
BSP.
I will not be asked back.
No, I love you. That's why you're here. You're a vital part of this show.
I know. I was just trying to sound humble.
Oh, you
bitch.
Thank you.
Anyway, well, what were we going to talk
about?
That's
if you don't die tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very safe and supervised environment.
Ish.
Who's lighting them?
Me.
All right. Nope.
So yesterday, Chris and Stacy went on a date to Big Mac's Fireworks.
She picked me up.
In Raytown.
I picked my lady up.
How did you feel about that?
Special. Cared for. Loved.
Did you sit next to her or in the back seat?
I sat in the front
seat. You sat on my lap.
She drove, and I just sat in her lap, and like a little dog, I was barking out the window.
I knew something was weird. Yesterday, you said something or did something in that prod studio, Chris, and I was like, oh, man, like, you're my soulmate or something. And he goes, if by accident the unfortunate thing happens and my wife passes away, let's get married. And I look at him, I'm like, I'm still a lesbian, dude. He's like, we could just not have sex. And I was like, all right, man.
It could be an open marriage.
No.
Okay.
So, sorry. Y'all went to
Big Mac's Fireworks. It actually is in Independence.
Okay, it's in Independence, and we actually have Brett from
Big Mac's
Fireworks. Big Mac's Fireworks.
Thank you. Coming in tomorrow at 8:30 to talk about all things
Big Macs, fireworks.
All right, cool.
Can we please just make that into something? And then every time we have to censor something from now on, it's just that.
You didn't like
Big Macs, fireworks.
Okay, all right, Big Macs, fireworks.
Hey, Chris, what's the name?
Big Macs, fireworks.
It's consistent, too.
No, you
it
know,
is. That's
you know, the
very...
best part is the sales department downstairs is probably pissed.
Oh, sure.
They did not pay for that, and they're getting it right now. So you guys went on a date to the... To where?
Big Macs Fireworks! God,
and picked up a couple...
Boom booms.
Big Macs Fireworks!
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay,
can we be done?
All right, yes, yes, we can. Wanted to let them off last night, but I promised that I would come if it were today.
You did.
Yeah.
I will. What time does that mean we have to set these off?
I don't know, because we had our FaceTime conversation like at 8:30-ish, and it was still light out.
Right.
Oh, it
and
doesn't
that's approaching my bedtime.
Yeah, it doesn't get dark till 9:30.
But so we're still going to do this. At 9:30, we're going
to
get together.
We're going to have to, but as soon as it's over, you've got to get out of my house and we've got to go to bed.
Right. Well, the same problem for all of us. That's what I was saying.
We just, like, all sit in our cars, and as soon as it's done, just go.
What'd you get?
We got a purple fountain. That was $10. We got a mobster cake, which was $20.
Do we need prices?
I don't know.
No, I just need... I just.
we got a six-minute smoke bomb. We a thunder pack of 1,000 little firecrackers. A brrr, sounds like a machine gun going off. And then we got some pooper coopers and some chicken
Puppy
whippets.
Pooper.
Chicken whippets. Yeah. That was obviously Stacey that got those, right? She thought that was a drug.
So $17. Or 17 minutes. You will need 17 minutes total for everything he just listed.
Okay.
Well, I also have a
My
bag of
family
stuff.
Does 4th of July big every single
I
year.
I love fireworks
we're
so
the,
much!
We're the people that walk in, so some places have, like, there's one place we go to, it's called the Kong, and it's up on the wall, and it comes with all these fountains and all these cakes and all this stuff, and it's $700.
Just like, holy
just give us one of those, and then we walk around and grab some other stuff. And
I didn't realize, I think I am paying you all way too much if this is just,
hey,
like,
no.
Might as well burn
either,
this money.
Either that, or we need to open a fireworks stand.
There's money in fireworks.
I want to open
fireworks. Is there money in the fireworks stand?
There's money in a fireworks stand.
There's always money in the fireworks stand.
He gets it. He got it. Arrested Development? Dudes.
Is this another... No, I don't want to call it stupid because I'll make the text line mad. Is this another show that you binge watch?
It's...
I don't care. All right, so we're all going over to Chris's tonight?
Yes.
We are all...
Holy crap, Dustin.
You can either join me in my backyard and join me in the fireworks festivities... Or you can be with my wife on my big old deck and enjoy the festivities from there.
I plan on lighting some stuff on fire.
She was on my deck last night.
Stacey.
I caught it.
She did catch it.
Jordan didn't even flinch. Do you see that?
I'm getting a taser right now for your possible swearing. Yes, I did. The first thing that I got when I side-buttoned you was a picture of you on Chris's big deck. And it is a big deck.
It's huge. It is.
We could all fit on his deck.
Oh, we're all going to fit on his deck.
With his wife, his brother could also fit on his deck.
We could invite a few dozen of the bus family,
too. My girlfriend might come over.
Too.
She might fit on your deck, too.
Sweet.
Do you don't feel uncomfortable having your girlfriend on Chris's deck?
Well, we're sharing it. Her and I both are.
Ooh. I didn't know that about you.
A nice
beautiful.
Bonding experience for all of us to get
for
on
tonight.
Chris, it's okay. You know what?
What, Stacey?
I'm tired of your face. not your face, but like the face you just made at me. Tired of it.
Maybe instead of taking over the show, you and I should just duke it out in a ring.
I think we do. I think
Jello
we need...
fight.
No, I'm not.
I got boxing. Fists. I got. Do you guys want gloves and headgear?
No.
All right, cool.
Her biggest turn on estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Watch me be the one that blows up tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
I promise that I was going to stay right by your wife, Chris. She's pregnant. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a safe distance away in the safest spot on your big deck.
Yeah.
And something's going to happen to me, I know.
Freak accidents happen.
Karma. It's going to go up, like, you're going to light something up and it's going to go right in my eye.
Most of our things are relatively safe because they just shoot up straight into the air.
Oh. That's adorable. That's adorable.
It's your old pal, Carl.
That's adorable. No, seriously, do you know how many things I've been hit with that shoot up in the air?
Why are you doing this? We're trying to get her to come tonight.
She'll be fine.
I've got a screen.
I'm hiding behind his pregnant wife.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Pregnant. It's a pregnant one. It sounds bad. But yeah, okay. If we all survive that, we'll be here tomorrow.
We'll survive.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is probably the mobster cake, We'll have to make sure that doesn't tip over, but everything else is just kind of minor.
It weighs too much.
Well, there you go.
Okay. The only thing, the things that tip over, like the Saturn missiles, you guys know what those are?
No.
They're the little boxes, and they go pew, pew.
Oh, I got
pew,
some of those.
Pew. Like a bunch
of
them.
I got
a
little box of that maybe for $1.
The smaller boxes.
What are they called? Saturn missiles?
Saturn missiles.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you light those, and then it's notorious. Someone will run away from them real fast, and they'll kick it on accident, and they're so small that they can tip over. And then you've just got pew, 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 and they're all just shooting at people.
Where did you get your pew, pew degree? You know everything. I know your family does
this.
Yeah,
well, no, oh, my sister hit me with Saturn missiles when I was younger. We've done Roman candle wars, me and my buddies. My sister caught my mom on fire one year.
Sounds like stuff you could find in urbandictionary.com, too.
We're going to be by a lake. We're going to be on a lake, so it's going to be, we're right by a big body of water.
Okay.
So we're good.
So when we get burned,
did you call
we'll
me fat
in?
Again?
God.
Again?
You're
no,
gorgeous, Jordan.
Jordan.
It's
You're
fine.
Gorgeous.
We'll just come in. We'll just go to the hospital and come straight here from the hospital.
For real. I mean, that's what it's going to be like. We have to meet at his house at like 10 p.m. We're going to be so tired tomorrow. And do you know how much stuff we have scheduled
we
for
have
tomorrow?
We have a lot to it's do tomorrow.
Action-packed show tomorrow.
Actually, I don't even have to worry.
No yeah, we're pretty much taking over your show tomorrow.
You're going to sit here and not do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to switch with Stacey Moody. She's talking smack, thinks that she could do this. And we're going to see from 6 to 7. She's going to be in charge of the show. And that means you got to figure out what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. You've got to figure out.
So you need to get up at 3. You need to have the news articles ready for me to pull at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do all of that because that's the duty of the person in that chair, Stacey.
Right.
It's not just pressing a button.
No.
Crap. What did you say to make this all happen?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember.
Me neither.
Probably the same way that Jordan got a DJ set at the Silent Disco.
Probably.
Talking out of my bum. But also, Chris, tomorrow you're going to give us our, since we're not going to be here for the 4th or the 5th, you're going to do...
My historical 4th of July reenactment.
Yes. I don't know either, guys. He's just really excited about this, and we're going to do that.
Okay.
Also, 7:30, we're going to play Gunshots or Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. my Tuesday night.
Every night at Stacey's apartment. You don't know what it is. I heard two giant booms last night.
Yeah.
Downtown, and I was like, I don't like this. Well, hopefully they were fireworks.
Wait. Oh, that's right. I'll be here on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Just combining our names. It's fine. It's fine. It's adorable. Justin, it works.
8:30 tomorrow, Jordan. You guys have an interview with Brett from
Big Mac's Fireworks.
Yeah. Hey, do you understand the responsibility we have? We have our own interview.
I'm stoked.
Jordan's not going to say a word.
I'm going to get drunk tonight. You guys can like run this
show. Hey, what do you want me to bring? I'll bring a cooler for you and I.
Oh, yeah.
That's not fair.
I want you to do whiskey
followed
by Tank 7.
Okay, that's Saturday. That's Saturday night, and I'm still feeling it. You call me fat?
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and Friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.